This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Prince of the Information War, it's Alex Jones.
Hey, folks, I have been so busy the last 3 weeks. I've taken off 8 days with my children, but I worked on vacation, obviously, because you can't pull me away. This didn't work. This is vital. This is history. Wild horses couldn't drag me away. That we were going to launch a website with a legal defense fund and also promote Roger Stone, who's here for that, and promote, you know, a legal defense fund for him, because, I know his finances. They're trying to bankrupt him. I don't want to get into the details, but let's just say he's upside down with the president's group suing him, the government suing him, the Democratic Party suing him. He just won a defamation case. They brought against him in New York with a jury trial. That still cost him hundreds of thousands of dollars. I'm not going to tell you the number. Let's just say hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands. Not a million, but, I mean, you actually want to beat these lies, folks. It takes money. And people are like, okay, yeah, right. I mean, we're talking a lot of money. Okay? So if you want Soros to knock us off, don't support us. Because that's where we are. Soros, the Democrats, are openly saying they're going to destroy us and take us off air. That is their stated goal. Just like they told Shiva. Dr. Shiva running for Senate there in Massachusetts, there at Harvard. No, you can't have a bus parked in front of your office on legal parking area. You can't have it. It's racist. And then he has professors running out screaming, you're a racist. Elizabeth Warren is a virtue signaling. It's so racist of Dozell. What's the lady who says she's black and she's not? That they're so obsessed with race, they pose as something they're not so they can tell us we're racist. And I don't want to bash white people, okay? But it's white liberals that are the high priest of this, as Dr. Shiva was saying. And it's bizarre. And they've got talk show hosts on CNN that aren't black, that look just like Dozell. I mean, I will say that look for her is better. I like tan women. I like curly hair. I like it all. I mean, I think she looks better like that, but she's not a little girl anymore. But, I mean, okay, she got some bronzer on. She's got her hair kinked, whatever. I mean, you know, lady, if you want to look like that, that's fine. Just don't say you're black. And so here he is exposing the senator, Pocahontas. And that is what's just spend some time. Ugh, she doesn't look like she's black there. She looks like Medusa. If you're a TV viewer, you can see it. Let's get that off screen, please. She's not aging well. She looked better a few years ago. I don't want to get how women look. That's mean, but she looks like Medusa. In the few minutes we have left, just recapping, you're right. This is the elitism of Harvard. This is the race pimping culture they are.
Yeah, I mean, the bottom line is this, Alex. People naturally want to work together, in my view, right? And these.
When there's resources and we have shared goals, people don't even look at what color somebody is. I don't even look at what color you are. I look at your politics and the fact that you have a track record as a businessman. I know I'm interrupting. Go ahead.
Right. And what have you actually done, right? Do you get up? Do you have skills? Do you know how to work? Do you know how to put a company together? Do you know how to build something? This is what America was made up. It was made up of hardworking people who had vision, innovation, entrepreneurship. A lawyer, lobbyist like Elizabeth Warren, or any of these career politicians are all basically parasites. They have no skills, and that was never the intent of the founders.
Now, what's Congress? I'm going to hold you over and interrupt it, but 90% is lawyers or something? We need 90% being engineers and scientists.
Yeah, one scientist, Rand Paul's an ophthalmologist. You got Thomas Massey, who's an MIT engineer also. But fundamentally, most of these guys know nothing. And if you look at how much money they raise, Elizabeth Warren's going to raise $100 million. 95% of it goes to her flunkies, and then a little bit goes into TV advertising, et cetera. So what we're saying is, let's do something very innovative. When we put this sign up on our car, we're taking our own government back, because it's saying, I'm not going to spend a lot of money. I'm going to be a activist. I'm going to be a road warrior. But more importantly, we're taking back our power. And that's what we need to do. We need to take this country back. And that's what our campaign is about.
And it's $25. That's a couple of the magnets and a couple of bumper stickers.
And shipping included. Everything's included. But most importantly,
stay there. We're back in 60 seconds. I just want to briefly ask you, the Doug Adams taking over on the AG report. I want to ask you this quick question, Dr. Shiva. What do you expect at your gut level for this red tsunami to look like? Or is it going to be a red tsunami? Your gut level straight ahead. And boy, I'd love to see you in the U.S. Senate. I would just love it, love it, love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
All right, we've got the Inspector General report of the Justice Department going on. We're going to break that down with Doug Hagman. I keep calling it the Attorney General report. No, that's, it's not from the Attorney General. It's from the Inspector General. I'm teleprompter free, so I cattywampus things quite a bit, but people understand that. We don't err on the philosophy and the big ideas and the general info, but we do teleprompter free. Most people just read off a script. I tend to flip things, I guess. They claimed I was dyslexic in school. I don't even know if that's really real, but I do occasionally scramble things. I think we all do that, though. Does that make us all dyslexic? Dr. Shiva is here with us, Dr. Shiva Idurai. He is running against Pocahontas. That is, of course, Elizabeth the Fraud, the fake Indian, Warren. And his idea of putting out metal decals, magnetized decals, with whatever the political message, it's perfect because the left does go after libertarian, conservative, or pro-gun stickers. They pull them off. They key your car. It doesn't happen a lot, but it happens. And I'd already decided months ago, we've got to go. And it's just so many initiatives, so many things to get done. I'm going to come out with a magnetized stuff to put on your car. If you want to trigger people and fight hard, we're going to come out with little ones and big ones. And I'm going to accelerate this as fast as I can. But just great minds think alike. Everybody should go to ShivaForSenate.com and go get the RoadWire package where you get two of the magnets and you get two bumper stickers for $25.
And a lawn sign.
And a yard sign and two small ones. Excuse me. By the way, I know what this stuff costs. So your shipping is included in that. It looks like you're pretty much putting that out at cost because I know what that stuff costs.
And it's all made in America, Alex. Everything is made in the United States. So all of it's going to the people who made it. And it's going to the people who ship it. So the issue here is, why do we need all this money? The other question I got is, why does Elizabeth Warren need a $180,000 salary? And why do all these guys need a pension? Part of one of the things I'm going to do, Alex, when I'm elected, I'm not going to take any of that. You know, any pension you give, that should be put into a trust and given to people who actually need it to send their kids to VOTEC schools. That's what's really needed. These people, when is enough? Elizabeth Warren's got a $10 million home. She got $350K from Harvard. They get a lot of pension. They get great health care. How much is enough for these people? And at the same time, they attack people who actually work hard and make money and build great businesses, right? So they want to have it both ways. They want to appear like they're the fighters for the working people. And on the other hand, they're scumbags who essentially live off of the working people. And that's what we want to expose. And that's what this sign is really about. It's not about race. It's about integrity.
And it's about her being something she's not. She's a fraud.
Exactly.
They make it all about not what you stand for, like Martin Luther King said, but what group you're with. And then she's not even with the group she says. She's a liar.
Exactly. She supports Monsanto, right? She talks about helping people. She supported the company that poisons all of our kids. Here's a person who supported the Monsanto Protection Act. You know, The Guardian just had a great article exposing how the FDA hid emails, which fundamentally show that you know, glyphosate is getting into all of our food.
So that's causing massive cancers, and you've been a trailblazer on that. I couldn't think of a better Senate candidate anywhere, my friend. You'd be better than almost all the other Republican senators. You'd be a new Rand Paul, but and I don't want to say even smarter, but I mean, when it comes to science and stuff, you are, I'm interviewing you a lot, knowing your work. I mean, I think you're probably smarter than Rand Paul. That's saying a lot. He is a real policy wonk and a patriot. Your quick prediction, I'm going to move to the next guest, my friend. Sheba, of course, running for U.S. Senate, Dr. Sheba. What do you think this wave's going to look like? Blue wave, red wave?
What I'm trying to say is we're at a very interesting inflection point in American history, world history. It's what the individual does, Alex. There is no prediction here. It's so much chaos is being created.
Exactly. They're trying to tell us we're going to lose, just like they said Trump would lose. It's all a fraud. The truth is there's a giant red wave coming.
Exactly. There's a red wave, and more importantly, what each one of us does can make a difference. That's what the opportunity is.
All right. Thank you. God bless.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
And again, whether he wins, loses, or draws, he wins by being all over TV, all over radio, educating people. Now, taking over in this hour is Doug Hagmann, law enforcement trainer, well-respected author, researcher, really smart guy, HagmannReport.com. And he joins us here. I want to get into the AG report. He's going to take over here in about 3-4 minutes. But I wanted to just bring this up because he doesn't want to get into it on air. But he's been sued by Clinton Foundation connected folks. And it's the same thing. I mean, it is the Clinton law firms, her lawyers, her people on the West Coast and East Coast doing this. And, you know, I want to say it's comical. You know, when the famous Garagos law firm sues me for telepathically trying to gay groom an employee that was here 14 years, who says in the EEOC report, because he didn't want to get in trouble and say something that isn't true, he said, I never said anything gay to him, but he felt that I was doing it. Now, folks, I'm not a gray alien from Mars that can telepathically, I'm nothing against you folks, gay people, okay, but I'm just, that's not my cup of tea, okay? So this is what I'm talking about, folks. This is the love. People say, well, big deal. It's not true. Just, you got to get lawyers. You got to fight it. We're doing that. These people are serious. So listen, I need people to go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you need the X2. You need the Brain Force. You need Supernova Vitality. You need these products. You need the new Red Pill Plus. We've never had this many products 50% off, but I've looked at the numbers. It's a win-win for everybody. But when we do these super sales, it gets people off the fence they've never ordered. Then when it goes back to, 25% off a regular price, still a great deal, you tend to reorder. So that's how we expand our base of folks buying the products. If you've been on the fence, BioTriSelenium, selenium electrochemical, you got to have it. This is the best form of it out there. Caveman's great. We got Prostaguard. These are all super high-quality products. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Or 888-253-3139. Or you can just, there's a donate button, too, up there on the top of the sites. You click support us and it takes you there. Or you can just make a donation. You get, free shipping on a bunch of our items. All orders, $50 or more, get free shipping. You can make donations. The donations are great because, when I'm selling colloidal silver at $14, I mean, I'm making like $5. And we sell a ton of it, but that doesn't fund an operation like this. The satellites, the computers, the legal, the people. And I pay the crew here. Even in Hollywood now, Discovery Channel, History Channel, used to a camera person. We make it $200,000 a year, have a $100,000 camera. I now know all these people. Most of them aren't even paid. They're getting a bunch of credits being promised that they'll get a paying gig down the road. So, I mean, that's how evil Hollywood and these big banks are in their consolidation. We actually are paying our crew. Now, we couldn't have a place, a third as successful we were in like New York or L.A. because they're so expensive. But we're here in Austin, Texas. We're not part of the establishment. We're here breaking away from the system, building the new America, building the future, and delivering on every front. So we need your financial support. I want to thank you all for your support. I'm not saying, hey, get in there and support us. I'm saying thank you for your support. But if you've been somebody on the fence, haven't bought a great product, a water filter system, an air filter, non-GMO early MCs, everything we got's the best. And Doug Hagmann, you never even asked for support when you're on the show. You're under attack. You reach millions of people a week. You're very successful. You helped expose the whole child trafficking stuff up front, even before Eric Prince came out. I mean, you're a hero. You don't say that. But how do folks support the Hagmann Report? How do people support you so that you can be strong and move forward as well?
Thanks for asking, by the way. HagmanReport.com, that's HagmanReport.com. There's a donate button in there. But most importantly, Alex, I just want to say this. Look, we need to stick together. InfoWars, Hagman Report, all of us, we need to stick together. You're under attack like never before. And you know something? It's very tenuous today. You go away, we all go away. It's just that simple. I'm a big proponent of unification to fight the globalists. Stop the infighting. Let's stick together and let's make a difference. You know, I'm out of pocket $50,000 in legal fees. I can only imagine what yours are. Having seen
20 lawsuits in the last year.
Exactly. So, people don't get the fact that you exist through your store and donations. I exist through donations and, of course, support. People need to support us or we're going to go away and end the story. So if they want the truth, stand behind Alex Jones, stand behind InfoWars, stand behind the Hagman Report, and thank you for allowing me to mention that.
Oh, I want you to mention it, and of course, your book as well, and all the work you're doing at HagmanReport.com. I'm going to get out of here so you can host the next three segments. We're really going to be riveted with that information with Doug Hagman, and then more of the breakdown on the AG report straight ahead. What I get from it is a whitewash in the rhetoric, saying, oh, they didn't do anything wrong, but then admitting all the criminality. It's just how they were going to, quote, keep Trump from being elected. I mean, this is bombshell. We'll get Doug Hagman's expert take on the other side. Newswars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Spread those links, please.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Well, CNN says they're our friends. They love America. Trump's a liar, they say. They're all been caught on tape hating flyover country, hating America. They're the globalists. They've been hired because they are the collaborators. They are the mercenaries. Here's a little piece breaking that down.
A lot of his supporters believe that we are the enemy of the American people, and that is a really, really an awful situation. We are not the enemy of the American people. We love the American people. We are not the enemy of the American people. We love the American people. We love the American people. We love the American people.
They came in peace.
We are not the enemy of the American people. We love the American people.
You know, I just felt like I walked up to the star cheerleader when I was a freshman in high school and asked the senior cheerleader out on a date. She said yes. So those little feelings of ecstasy when your brain releases a little bit of endorphin. I hadn't seen that promo piece that I had the idea for this morning, but the guys did a great job putting it together. And I just had a brain orgasm. I'm not kidding. Excuse me. Oh, my gosh. Oh, look at this. Viva la Resistance. Mueller team attorneys in anti-Trump text. As we go through the 500 pages, this is dailycaller.com. It's up on InfoWars.com. Let's punch up drudgereport.com. I was going to leave, but I'm just here taking over. I want to do a whole show with Hagman soon. He's going to be working with us. Hagman's awesome. I want to hear his breakdown on this and his law enforcement sources. They're amazing. But you've got this. You've got Strzok saying, we'll stop Trump. He'll never be elected. I mean, this is just getting more and more insane. And as Trump succeeds, showing they were artificially suppressing things. I'd love to say Trump was like, you know, the second coming or whatever. But the truth is, Trump's just not out to get us. And he's got courage and stamina and is smart. But he's removing the artificial criminality where they want to make us poor. That's the essence of globalism. And now we have CNN, MSNBC, Netflix news shows. Bill Maher, HBO, saying we want to implode the economy. We want nuclear war to stop Trump. They've entered cuckoo land. Doug Hagman, I'm done. You take over of HagmanReport.com, my friend.
Hey, thanks, Alex. Appreciate it. What you were just referencing there, by the way, the messages that were expunged, the page struck messages, it was a reference to an exchange that took place on August 8, 2016, between Lisa Page and Peter Strzok. And basically, here's what happened. The Inspector General found messages that were expunged and, of course, reported up on these messages to the Department of Justice, actually the Office of the Deputy Attorney General, just last month. And what was expunged or taken out of that exchange of August 8, 2016, of these two FBI swamp creatures, again, Strzok and Page, was the exchange. And I'm looking at my notes here. Lisa Page saying he's not going to become president. No, we're going to stop him. No, we're going to stop him is what was erased from the messages that were given.
And doesn't that create the criminal intent that they are erasing evidence of them in their official capacity, saying we're politically not going to let him get elected using our official capacity? I mean, that is criminal civil rights violations. Every citizen that's a voter has been attempted to be disenfranchised. This is huge.
Well, yeah, exactly. It does show criminal intent. Now, you've got to prove on a legal basis criminal intent. But certainly that, to me, is prima facie evidence of legal intent or of the legal definition of intent if I've ever seen it. I'm not an attorney, but in working with attorneys, you can see that there's a plan going on that we're going to
develop a fake plan to stop him from getting elected in our official capacity, and then we're going to erase it later.
Exactly. And people have got to understand, too, that this does not, that exchange was removed not from the technical error that they supposedly had between December 15, 2016.
Oh, I'd forgotten the error. And then, of course, it wasn't an error.
Which is another crime,
the FBI lying and saying it had all been removed by error when it wasn't, which is a more fraud.
Oh, yeah, precisely. So where are these text messages? I guess you could go down to the NSA and grab a copy if you really need to. But the bottom line, first of all, you got two issues. You got the December 15, 2016 issue through May 17, 2017. Coincidentally, the day that Mueller was appointed special counsel that are missing. But outside of that, the expungement or the extraction of that one sentence that does prove criminal intent, in my view, that should be used as the basis of criminal prosecution, again, in my view, not being a lawyer.
To continue, wild horses can't drag me away. It's we're just going through this. And when you come back, you'll get more into it. But do you agree with me? And I haven't read the whole thing yet, but I've looked at people did analysis. I've scanned over that the tone is real. Oh, no one's criminal, but there was intent to throw the election. They did try to hide things. It's like they're putting out the breadcrumbs and saying this is illegal, but not saying it because that's not their place.
Well, exactly. Yeah, I agree with that. Here is the report right now. I had my staff, in fact, here's half of it. The other half still on the printer. It's the report.
500 pages. Released.
Yeah, it's 499 of content. The rest is appendices and attachments. Conciliatory, I suppose, would be a good word to describe it. I haven't gone through the whole thing. Listening to, of course, the various talkers out there saying, well, you know what?
But it's backhanded. Scanning when I've scanned it's like, oh, they did anything criminal, but they did try to fix the election and did lie and did not follow Bureau and did make us look bad and our piece of filth.
Exactly. But here's the thing. I you could probably toss this into a washing machine, and depending on who gets the laundry out of that washing machine, you know, from the spin cycle, you can spin it however. Now, there's some pretty damning, I think the most damning part, just from what I was able to see, just really quickly here, looks like the, and we could talk about this at some point, but it looks like the most damning part appears to be the delay. And this is where you and I spoke about this, the delay between the finding the emails, classified emails, with respect to the the Huma Abedin emails. And
this goes back to why the FBI was punting back and forth and reopening the investigation. So you'll have time when you come back, and I'm going to leave now. I'll be watching while I have lunch. You're going to break all this down, but it looks to me like they're putting the facts in there. They don't want to make political statements or statements of judgment, so they're punting. But there still is some kind of obfuscation, just because it's just, you know, the same agency investigating itself. Think that's accurate?
Right. Yeah, I think so. Now, no criminal referrals yet, but we'll see.
Well, I heard, we'll see what your sources say, that they've got working indictments ready to go to grand jury. So we'll hear about that straight ahead with Doug Hagman of the Hagman Report. I'm Alex Jones, newswars.com, newswars.com. Spread those links. HagmanReport.com, spread that link.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Live, raw, and unfiltered by globalist propaganda. It's the Alex Jones Show. Tomorrow's news today.
Infowars.com, Doug Hagman sitting in for Alex Jones. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's a pleasure to be hosting Doug Hagman again for Infowars, my website, HagmanReport.com. And right now, it's a historic day. Aside from being day 511 of the Donald Trump presidency, it is also Donald Trump's birthday, it's Flag Day, and it's the day of the much-awaited OIG report. Here it is right here. It's been released. It's 500 168 pages with attachments and appendices, 499 pages of content, and I have not read through the report. So why would I even be talking about the report? Obviously, it just came out prior to airtime. There's been a lot of leaks with respect to the report, but the report itself just came out before I came on, a little bit before I came on. But it's a product of an 18-month investigation by the Inspector General, a review of the FBI, DOJ, the investigation of the Hillary Clinton email. This particular inquiry, this investigative work product, is specifically looking into whether the FBI, whether the Department of Justice was corrupted by the political influence in their determination of the Clinton outcome. End of story. The IG report provides background on the overall issues, the potential crimes, the subsequent cover-up, and the corruption that infested the 2016 Department of Justice and the FBI. Now, you're going to have a lot of people out there attempting to spin this in every different direction, rip it apart, saying, it's nothing. They're going to call it a nothing burger, of course. They're going to say, well, it's not rooted in political bias. But here's the bottom line. You've got a lot of top-level officials, government political officials, government officials, and even some within the rank and file, like, well, if you would consider Stroker Page a rank and file, within the government doing a lot of breaking of laws, potential Hatch Act violations, and other such problems. Here's, I think, what we need to ask ourselves. Is this just merely only about politics? Is this the what we're looking at here? Did Comey, did Brennan, did Lynch, did all of these individuals, Strzok and Page, as you see there, did they do this? And I've talked about this before. Did they risk their jobs, but more importantly, their freedom, that being the freedom, freedom from jail or from indictments for seditious or potentially treasonous activity? Did they risk it simply for Hillary Clinton, to get Hillary Clinton into office? Now think about that question before you say, oh yeah, that's all it is. Yeah, they love Hillary Clinton and they hated Donald Trump that much. Think about it. Did they do this only for political purposes? And I would venture to say no. There is an ideology behind this, an ideology of this communist utopia that is propelling this, the ideology of this Marxist, the Stalinist, Leninist, whatever you'd want to call it. But it is that ideology, in my view, that is responsible for their activities. It's much bigger than politics. So this weekend, when you're lounging by the pool, doing some casual reading of the OIG report, I'm sure you will be, right? Turning the pages, printing it out, or I guess on your electronic device. Think about what you're reading and think about the bigger issue, the deeper issue. Dig deeper, think bigger about what we're looking at, because we can all take this and segment the various granular details, and I believe we need to do that. But what's really taking place in terms of the larger picture, and that's the that's what I really want to say. And when I was talking to Alex, and I just want to drive this point home, it's interesting that suddenly those people who have taken the Inspector General to task, Michael Horowitz saying that he's an Obama plant, yes, and Paul Sperry had some interesting information that he posted on his Twitter account, Investigator Paul Sperry, investigative reporter, about the relationships with Michael Horowitz. But think about this. It was Michael Horowitz, Inspector General, who, in fact, pointed out that last month that a sentence, a reply by Peter Strzok to Lisa Page was omitted from the text messages that were sent to Congress. Well, in my view, there is some integrity there, and I think that does show the integrity of Horowitz at this point. Now, opinions are like, you know what, right? So, analyses without reading the report would really not do you or anyone else any favors, but you can see just from the reactions I'm looking at reactions of the talkers. I'm looking at reactions of the people such as Maddow and Matthews or Limbaugh on the right. I'm looking at their reactions to assess what their take is for the purposes of advancing the narrative. What's their narrative, whether it's on the right or on the left? And I'm doing that without having read the report, again, because the report just came out. So the reason I mention that is it's important, in my view, it is extremely important to understand that news, as it stands today, is nothing but a running agenda. In other words, everyone's got an agenda, whether it's on the right or on the left, conservative or democratic socialist. So it's up to you, the listener, the viewer of this show, to make up your own mind based on what you read. And I would suggest everyone listening, if you're listening or reviewing this broadcast, do yourself a favor, download the report. The link is, you can find it everywhere. But remember, this is just one of it's one of at least three such reports that are forthcoming. And from what I've read, it is kind of damning in terms of the intent, whether or not this results in criminal indictments. By the way, the other aspect of this, I've noticed people saying, well, I don't see any criminal referrals based on this report. You're not going to find criminal referrals. That's not the purpose of this report. This report does not make criminal referrals. However, when this report is given to the Department of Justice, the executive branch, to be more precise, that includes Donald Trump, it is from there that the criminal indictments or criminal referrals, more specifically, will be made. So if you were looking at this and expecting to see, well, we recommend the criminal prosecution, that's not what the inspector general does, at least not as a rule. I just want to say that the criminal referrals must come and would come from the Department of Justice or the executive branch. So just keep that in mind as you read this, and don't let people tear you down or tear down your positive thoughts that we could see justice because there's the absence of recommendation for criminal referrals. I did not expect to see any. All right, so that's something totally different. Folks, visit InfoWarsStore.com. I want to mention this because Alex and I were talking during the break and after the and during the show. Look, we are under fire. The censorship issue is so incredible. It's so financially oppressive. Please support InfoWars. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. I don't care what product. All of the products are great. But look, they've got Brain Force. They've got Super Male Vitality. They've got just a number of the iodine. My goodness, top quality products support InfoWars. As you support InfoWars, you're supporting this program, the mission. You know this. So this. Do it now. Do it now. Just go and get yourself healthy, physically fit, and support free speech at the same time because we are all under attack. Folks, you're listening to InfoWars on this very special, very historic date, June 11th or June 14th, 2018, day number 511 of the Donald Trump presidency. Under attack for 378 days by special counsel. And, of course, Donald Trump's birthday. Stay with us. You're listening to InfoWars. Doug Hagman, right back.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion $1 million for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
The Alex Jones Show. Because there is a war on for your mind.
You're listening to InfoWars. Doug Hagman sitting in for Alex Jones. Doug Hagman, HagmanReport.com. That's my home base. InfoWars, InfoWars.com. That's where you need to go. InfoWars store to support this operation. Very proud to be sitting in for Alex. I got to tell you, look, we're going to be talking about the OIG report at some point. Okay, it's 499 pages of content, total of 568 pages with attachments and appendices. So it's going to take some time to go through. It just broke today, just a couple of hours ago. Leaks, and it's important, leaks, of course, were just incredible earlier today. It's interesting how Bloomberg reported on leaks and the spinning of leaks, but we're going to be taking this apart page by page, word by word, basically, and making sense of it. Remember, this is just one small aspect. And remember, this is about the most scandal-free presidency of our lifetimes, and that is Barack Hussein Obama. This, I'm going to lead off with real quick here. We got so much news, so little time. Sally Yates, the Department of Justice, ordered the FBI not to overtly investigate the Clinton Foundation. Folks, Charles Ertel, he's a great researcher, been talking about the Clinton Foundation. Think about this. The Deputy Attorney General, fired by President Donald Trump, hamstrung federal investigators' efforts to probe the Clinton Foundation. And you're going to be hearing more about this as Deputy Attorney General Sally Yates revealed the Department of Justice instructed federal investigators to hold back to opening a probe of the Clinton Foundation. And aren't we seeing the Clinton Foundation, the incestuous relationships of the Clinton Foundation everywhere? Seems like every time I bump into a lawsuit, somebody's associated with the Clinton Foundation. Yeah, that's you know what I'm talking about. All right, moving on here. I want to get this because I know InfoWars spoke about this, and yeah, the coverage by InfoWars. If you're not listening to InfoWars and watching InfoWars, you're missing out. But I wanted to touch on this some more. How about this? Imran Awan. Remember him? Remember the Awan brothers? Why did we stop talking about that in the community? Of course, we didn't, of course, but maybe you might ask Jim Acosta or one of his comrades, or did I say comrades? One of his associates about the Awan brothers. What I'm referring to is Imran Awan and the Awan family, working for the Democrats in the House of Representatives for almost 13 years, making nearly $6 to $7 million. And of course, allegedly having not just involved in a procurement, scam, but also apparently, in my view, in my professional opinion, operating a breach of the servers that perhaps, again, in my opinion, could have resulted in the transfer of classified information to Pakistan. But now we've got this. Are you ready for this? Are you sitting down? Reported by Zero Hedge and others. In fact, this was initially done through some videography and investigative reporting by Crowdsource the Truth, Jason Goodman, investigative journalist. Why does Imran Awan work at his Clinton-linked attorney's law firm? Did you hear that? Did you know that Imran Awan is working at his Clinton-linked attorney's law firm? A stunning video by investigative journalist Jason Goodman of Crowdsource the Truth revealed that Pakistani IT worker Imran Awan is reportedly answering the phones, that's right, at the office of attorney Chris Gowan. And who is Chris Gowan? Gowan is a founding partner of Gowan, Rhodes, Winograd, and Silva, with offices in D.C. and all over the planet. Well, D.C. and Philadelphia. Their planet, anyway. Now, it's interesting because, is this even ethical? Is this even, am I reading this right? He also served as, by the way, Chris Gowan's official bio on the firm's website notes that he left the public defender's office to work for former President William Clinton and then Senator Hillary Clinton. There's Clinton again. Chris was a fact checker for President Clinton's memoir, My Life. He also served as a traveling aide for President Clinton's national and international trips. But the issue here in the video, and you can see this, you can see Jason Goodman walking up to the lawyer's office. He can be seen visiting the law offices of Awan's attorney, where he asked to speak with the former House IT staffer. After his request was denied, Goodman said, hey, Is Imran here? To which the employee replied, he is. Why? And Jason Goodman said, because it sounds like he's answering your phones, which drew the retort, what's your point? Well, you want to list the points there, counselor? Is he working for you? Asked Goodman, to which the employee whispers back, go away. We don't want you. Go away. Well, I might have embellished that a tad, but it's go away. And of course, there's on Zero Hedge and Crowdsource the Truth, there's a video. But note that the Awan scandal is not really a scandal, it's a crime. It was February 2nd of last year when Imran Awan and his family, his Pakistani family, were prohibited, barred from the Capitol grounds on the basis of alleged criminal conduct. But yet, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, she kept Imran Awan on in a advisory capacity until more recently. All right, so what's the deal with that? And, of course, during that period of time, we have that interesting situation where the laptop of Imran Awan, or actually the laptop of Debbie Wasserman Schultz, and some notes that said attorney-client privilege on it, and some other things like Awan's badge and ID card were found in this little cubby. And we've talked about this before, but we need to talk about it more and more. And the reason being is this overlaps into, believe it or not, what you will read from the email scandal. You might ask, wow, wait a minute, how is that? That seems like a stretch. Look, you've got the allegations of hacking by Russia. Bogus. Not true. You've got what you have is the leaks from the DNC. You've got Hillary Clinton operating a homebrewed server in her house. But in addition to that, communicating with the President of the United States, also Wiener and Huma Abedin, which at least 18 classified documents are found on Wiener's laptop. All of this stuff overlaps because all of this is classified information that's being mishandled in a criminal sense, in my view. And again, I couch that for those people who are transcribing this and want to, lawsuit route some more. But we are exposing this criminality. We are exposing the overlap between the Awan criminal, in my view, infiltration into the Democratic Senate or the Democratic House of Representatives. We are seeing the overlap of that and the Hillary Clinton email server, the mishandling of classified information. And now, to top it off, you've got Imran Awan, if you can believe it, working for Chris Gowen, allegedly working for Chris Gowen, based on the fine work of Jason Goodman, Crowdsource the Truth, reported by Zero Hedge and other outlets. Why? Are we going to see justice? Are we going to see justice? Are we going to see anyone held accountable? And as I leave you this Friday, as I leave you this Thursday, I'm going to ask a better question. What happens if we don't? What happens if we don't see justice? What happens if we don't see perp walks? What happens if we don't see people held to account? Will we see mass riots on the streets? Will the conservatives raise up and finally say, we've had enough? I leave you with that question. I think that we're reaching a time. I think we're reaching a point in our history where there will be a Lexington moment. There will be a moment, a flashpoint. And folks, when that flashpoint hits, all I can say is may God help us all and may God save our nation. I'm Doug Hagman, sitting in for Alex Jones. I want to thank you for listening, for keeping, for having me back. Appreciate it. HagmanReport.com, InfoWars.com. God bless.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.